This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
653-877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Tamiflu has side effects.
Hallucinating. Suicide. Delirium.
Good Lord.
So it's Tamiflu or just suffer with the symptoms.
Ooh, that's brilliant.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hell no.
Anti-labeling advocates spent $70 million to defeat ballot initiatives.
Why? Because it says it would hurt sales.
No.
Shut up and eat your mutant chili.
Robert Scott Bell.
Cancer cases keep rising, and it's all down to plain bad luck.
Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, look, we're looking back at, in Dallas, Texas. This is disturbing. This is, I'm not sure what we're seeing, but it looks from this vantage point like an officer down.
Oh, my God.
We're all seeing this together.
Hey, be over here. Go around that corner.
All right, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show. I leave town on a family road trip, and look, all hell breaks loose.
See what happens. It's all your fault.
I know. I shouldn't have gone out of town. I guess, well, we had a good trip. I'm just, you know, sad to hear about these shootings, cops killing citizens and vice versa. And we got to start there. I guess we have to, because the way the mainstream media covers this story doesn't please me. Not that I like that these stories have to be covered, but I don't like that these stories happen. Yet they do, and the question is, can we get deeper than the mainstream media on these topics and subjects? And you know that's what we do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We give you different perspectives, go deeper to the place where the cause and effect are linked, not disconnected, so that you can't figure out what's going on, so you feel like you're living in a land of chaos and death and destruction and mayhem, and of course ignore what's really important. And it's not to say issues of life and death are not important. They are. But the question is this another game of manipulating you into a race war or a war against the cops, as opposed to seeing what's going on a deeper level? Now, with that, I'm going to ask you, Super Don, because you've been covering this a lot more and delving into it, because I've been traveling back from an out-of-town road trip with the family. Give me the overview, the perspective. What's being said in the mainstream media so we can parse it and go a little bit or a lot bit deeper?
Yeah, it's been a crazy week. I mean, you had the shooting here in Louisiana, Baton Rouge.
Mm-hmm.
Then you had the really gruesome situation in Minnesota where the girlfriend of an individual actually streamed it on Facebook Live when it happened. And just to clarify, we didn't get to see what happened prior to this guy getting shot, but it really was a difficult thing to watch, this guy literally dying on Facebook Live in Minnesota. And then you've got the situation that happened in Dallas, where you've got the Black Lives Matter protest going on, peaceful protest, and the Dallas Police Department is there, you know, basically just, you know, keeping people safe and protecting people. And then you've got what appears to be two individuals with sniper rifles from an elevated position taken out and ended up killing five police officers and injuring a total of 14. So what is the media doing right now? You know, it's very frustrating because the media is jumping into the fray here, doing mm-hmm. the same thing that they always do, which is, creating divisiveness. The debate that's going on right now has to do with police brutality and the targeting of African Americans by the police in a disproportionate way. And there's a lot of truth in what's being talked about, but there's also a lot of skewing of the statistics and details that makes it a very difficult debate to have.
Right. Well, Super Don, like the idea that more blacks are being killed by cops, but it's not true. More whites are being killed by cops, but then when you do an analysis of per capita basis, right, more white people than black folks, it's out of proportion, it's out of balance. But then setting that up, you got to back up and go, all right, where's the crime taking its heaviest toll? Where are the cops under the most stress? Where, so you got to look at it from all angles, do you not?
Well, you do, and I think the problem is that you're not going to find the answer to this in trying to come up with a number that you can throw at the other side in the debate. This isn't a war of statistics. This is a war of good and evil. It's a war of good and bad. And, you know, there's a meme that's been floating around, which I posted myself personally, which is that, you know, the standpoint I'm taking on this is that, you know, it's possible to be against civilians killing cops and cops killing civilians at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Wrong is wrong. And I think, you know, is there a problem with police brutality and an overreach of power in this country? Yeah, not only in the you know, police department, but in general, in government itself. We talk about this all the time.
Sure.
That needs to be dealt with. How do we deal with that? It's a complicated issue, but it is a conversation that needs to take place.
Well, and I want to talk about it in terms of biochemistry to some degree. Now, we could talk politics and say there are too many damned laws, right, that are not laws, they're regulating behavior of Americans, particularly the war on drugs, that has created a scenario where you had this underclass of folks that, for instance, use cannabis. And I'm not saying that it's the only, quote-unquote, drug that they're targeting. But that alone has created criminals where there aren't any. Because dealing in a plant that God created is not a crime, in my opinion. Never has been, even if we were all convinced that it was. And that has created a scenario where you have the cops versus the people that are just wanting to use a plant or disseminate it to those who want to use it. And that has created a very violent society based on the illegality of drugs and, of course, the drug trade, which we find in many cases the police benefiting and profiting from because of federal money, federal tools and tactics coming in, federalizing the local police force, which is a bit what Obama is trying to do. Bringing more and more based on this so-called racial component. We need to federalize the police forces. And then they're coming in with tanks, for instance. This does not engender trust between the people and the cops, even if there are mostly good cops versus the few bad apples, so to speak.
And I will say this, there are. There are. That, you know, what we're seeing here on these videos with these people getting shot and these people getting beat up, mistakes happen, and people do bad things. But this does not represent the vast majority of the police force that's out there. I guarantee it.
No, I would agree with that. But at the same time, we have a police state mentality based on the war on drugs that has really targeted the inner cities, the urban regions. Now, in terms of respecting private property, if there are thugs there or anywhere that don't respect private property, they need to be dealt with, in fact, by the citizens. If you're being attacked or if you're being invaded in your home by a criminal, black, white, red, yellow, doesn't matter. That's a violation of your right to life, liberty, and property. Okay? And we have kind of blurred those lines because of the war on drugs and other things that have become criminal that are not criminal, like raids on the Rossum, raids on Amish farmers who are selling raw milk or cow shares. I mean, the violence I see is happening because of a federalization of police forces and a limitation on the movement about the American cabin. And notwithstanding the fact that there are criminals in our midst that would do violence, that would do harm, that would do thievery to us. But I think an armed citizenry is something that is the best deterrent, not an armed police force necessarily, or an armed police force to a federal level of warfaring, because they're there to respond to crime, not necessarily to protect you from it or stop it from happening. They could be considered a deterrent if they're traveling around, but they're not there to stop crime. They're there to react to it after the fact. And in many cases, they're coming into an environment where they're so on edge because the people, and maybe the cops too, are biochemically imbalanced and not in a way that psychiatrists can determine. but in a way that nutritionists, that are real nutritionists, homeopaths, naturopaths, holistically inclined doctors can assess and say, you know what? The people are so toxic with heavy metals and pesticides, and they're fat deficient, they're mineral deficient. They cannot feed their higher brains because they are so deficient in chromium that they're suffering from hypoglycemia, and they're going bonkers as their animal brain takes over. And this doesn't even get into the psychiatric drugging of the people that are involved in these shootings. In fact, there was an ambush, I think, in Georgia. A law enforcement officer was called, 911 reports on it, and he's ambushed and shot. And if you read the story about the guy who did the call and ambushed him, he was on psychiatric, likely on psychiatric medications, or at least had been. The question is, was he now? And this is a huge factor in almost every one of these shootings. A chemical induction of imbalance via the pharmaceutical industrial complex, which is part of the police state. Because we talked about the mandating of vaccines. You want to talk about the first visitation of violence on an infant? Piercing their skin with a needle and giving them hepatitis B at birth. And then on up the ladder, you see the pictures of children screaming, being held down, being forced into accepting a shot that violates their immune system, much less chemotherapy if they have cancer, whether they and their parents want them or not to get it. This is violence of the state that breeds violence of the people. And you have to be on alert to defend yourself appropriately. We've talked a lot about Brexit. We've talked a lot about the Declaration of Independence. We got to find a way to solve this. And, of course, that is by localizing it. The people of a given area need to connect with the police of a given area. And they need to start meeting. And they need to start connecting and talking about the real things that matter. And, of course, the distraction that this is posing or imposing on us to keep Hillary Clinton and her scandals out of the news so that Democrats will vote her in. I know I had to go there. I did have to go there. This is a big distraction.
I can't fault you for that because, you know, I, for one, and everybody you know who knows me knows that I'm not a big fan of everything that happens as a false flag. I think they do exist. But when you've got the situation where Hillary Clinton and the FBI situation is front page on every paper, every news outlet, right at the same time that this Dallas situation happens, and now Hillary's page six, that is really frustrating, and it does lend some
credibility,
you know,
some speculation
there, you know, that could be true.
Folks, bring in the vitamin L here on the Robert Chad Bell Show, getting a deeper discussion, perspectives on the news, as well as health and healing. We've got a lot of health and healing to talk about, constipation, and not in the news, but on our horizon to discuss. Also, lung issues, osteoporotic issues, skeletal integrity. If you want to call in, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, robertschadbell.com. For all the links in the show notes, live here on GCN, our syndicator, and around the world on other networks, we'll let you know about them as well.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day!
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUSFLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Upcoming events listed in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. Immune System Reboot coming up at Whitaker's Farm Market in Belleville, Ohio, the 22nd of July. International Association for Near-Death Studies, IANS, July 20th through the 31st in Orlando, Florida, and then heading up to St. Olaf College in Northfield, Minnesota. I hope you plan to be there. The National Health Freedom Congress. The health freedom leaders from around the country, around North America, and you definitely want to be there, including the Vax team. That's right, Vax from cover-up to catastrophe. Andy Wakefield, Polly Tommy, and Del Bigtree will be there to receive an award, and they'll be previewing or viewing of the film as well. And that's we've got links up again. And then, we told you we delayed the Constitution class so I'd have more time to put it all together with Michael Bednarik. The Lakeside Inn is hosting that in Mount Dora, the oldest continuously operating hotel in the state of Florida. Great place. You, like, step back in time when you go on the property at the Lakeside Inn. August 13th. And for a limited number of people, we'll be doing the Second Amendment outdoor shooting range on the 14th. You definitely want to click that link, sign up, because it's going to sell out. It's going to fill up. There's a limited number of participants available for that. So that's it for the moment. We've got to dive into another story here. And it relates to Chipotle and GMOs. Ever since Chipotle came out of the GMO closet and said, no more GMOs, they've been on the receiving end of what I perceive to be a blatant mainstream media attacks, saying that their food is dangerous, they're causing all kinds of microorganisms to grow. And the idea is to plant in your head that non-GMO food is more dangerous than GMO food. That really is the game. That's the play. And their stock took a hit. We talked about it. It was almost unprecedented, the amount of coverage all about that. Let's see, how do we bring their stock down? How do we show them you don't come out against GMOs as a company as big as you with as many outlets you have. You don't get to this level and play that game. And so you think they're through the worst of it. They're trying to rebuild. They've established new safety protocols, etc. And then a best-selling author just tweets about food safety concern at Chipotle. You see this?
I couldn't believe this when I saw this because like you said, it's like Chipotle just can't get a break. I mean, even when they're not doing something wrong, all it takes is this guy, this author who, coincidentally, he writes books about the Jason Bourne series. He picked up where the original author left off.
Mm-hmm. What's his name?
So,
Eric von Lustbader.
Lustbader, yes.
Right. I mean, that sounds like somebody that's going to kind of
sounds like
here,
some creepy
kid.
Guy with a mustache that
it does.
A van, right?
But evidently, you know, the Bourne books are just very popular. There's a new Bourne movie coming out with, what's the guy's name, Matt Damon, who wants to ban all guns? Damon goes to Australia and says, I don't know why we just can't ban all guns like you did in Australia. Remember? See, right. Down there, when there was a massive shooting of kids, they immediately banned guns for everybody. Here in America, it's in our DNA. It's the Second Amendment. It is a right. It's granted to us not by government, but by God. And no amount of horrible shootings is going to cause the American people in toto to say, yeah, take my guns. I can't be trusted with it. You know, the fact that you might be afraid of guns out there doesn't impact my right to keep and bear arms. You got to understand that. And no amount of horrible events is going to stop me from bearing those things when I need to for defense of my family, my property, my liberty. And I think that's an important thing. And as far as Chipotle, I know I'm going off tangent just a little bit with Matt Damon there. But this guy tweets that he got sick after eating at Chipotle, and suddenly the stock drops another, 3.7%? $100 million or what?
It wasn't even him. It was his editor.
His editor,
said that his editor ended up in urgent care after eating at Chipotle's. And, Chipotle shares dropped 3.7% based on this author's tweet. That's it. No evidence, nothing. And the history of the store, the Chipotle chain in New York, where this apparently took place, has a perfect record of all the inspections and all this. They've never had any problem, but because this guy throws his tweet out there saying that the Chipotle thing is still ongoing.
That's
his quote.
This guy, if I was Chipotle, I would seriously consider it a suit based on that.
Yeah.
Because you don't have any medical evidence to support the claim. You can have 24 hours to several days later before something like that surfaces. He could have eaten in the last 3 days anywhere.
Right.
And he could have, who knows what kind of thing that he had consumed, or did he go out drinking last night and just wiped out his intestinal flora? If you got a problem with your own intestinal flora, take some probiotics. Do the Silver Aloe Protocol. Heal your gut and watch your immune system be strong. I mean, my kids have eaten at Chipotle for years. We've never gotten sick. I know that's anecdotal. But I'm just saying there's a weakness that you carry with you as well, and you've got to consider that. Law of the terrain, my friends. All right, question of the day about osteoporosis coming up next, and I'm going to talk about lung healing, pulmonary issues, right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bear-Terrell.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water, that's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life?
Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at gcnminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
And corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
Don't forget to follow me on Twitter at RS Bell Media, at RS Bell Media. Super Don, you can find him there too, at It's Super Don, ITS, It's Super Don, at It's Super Don. We do some Periscope videos from time to time. I did a Facebook Live to warm up for the day. I didn't have my cameraman. My son was out helping to drop my daughter off at camp. So I had to figure out how to reverse
the
camera.
By yourself, huh?
I know. And then I had to, like, what can I set this thing on so I can just casually
kind of let you know what's going on.
I thought it came out good, though.
It did? Okay. Well, you know, sometimes you can overthink things, and I didn't have time to think it at all before the show today, so I'm glad it came out all right. So, folks, 866-939-2355, this is the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty, 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. Our home and broadcast radio, it's GCN, GCNlive.com. Blasting out through the universes, of course, on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Epic Times Podcast, UK Health Radio, SoundCloud. And I think during the week we also got picked up by, what, Red State Radio, you said, or something?
Yeah, we're now, according to the schedule here, it looks like we're live Monday through Friday on Red State Radio.
Cool. All right, well, the Robert Scott Bell Show Healing Freight Train.
That's all we need is, we need one more to remember to put on the list, right?
Right, I know. It's like, I just don't know how we get all this out there in one day, much less six. So, thank you for being here. Again, listening in online or on local affiliates around the country, we appreciate you, really do. 866-939-BELL if you'd like to call in. And speaking of calling in, sometimes folks call in off the air. In other words, we're not live on the air when they call. So we can't take their call on the air, but we can play their call on the air.
Yeah, my name is Christine, and I'm calling because my mom had heard, also I'm checking into some things myself about Celica for osteoporosis. I think she heard that Robert's mother was taking it or something. I don't know if there's any specific ingredient that goes with it or if it's just that or what, but apparently I guess it helped quite a bit. And I don't have another phone number to call other than this one. I wondered if somebody might let me know if you have something or what you'd recommend for that, since I heard some good things about it. Thank you. Bye.
All right, Christine. Thank you for calling in. I appreciate that. And it is funny to hear me talk about my mom on the air from time to time. She'll drop in and say hello and see how she's doing. And she went out dancing, I think, last night, the night before as well. So she's cranking it up at 82 and boogieing on down, I guess. No osteoporosis, although there was a time. And by the way, I think Christine might be Lynn's mom, because we got a question of the day that came in of the same nature about osteoporosis and silica on the website at robertscottbell.com. But Christine, I talked about silica, not alpha silica, but Alta, A-L-T-A. It's a small family business out of Idaho that have been making it the same way for generations now. And it is not fancy. It's not the sexiest, latest marketing campaign. It's just a small family company, which we love to support them when we can connect with them and they're doing good work. And so Alta Silica is a food. It is a food form of silica. It's not a synthetic isolate. It's not mixed with nasty things. It really is just concentrate of the tea of the horsetail extract with all of the, components that you can tolerate at the levels that I'd like you to get in India. So if somebody says, I am showing signs of osteopenia or maybe full-blown osteoporosis, we do what's called the silicon challenge. And this comes from our good friend Christopher Barr and all the things that he's brought to the table. Turns out, again, food actually works. Food is medicine. And by doing this, you get to an equivalent of about 5,000 milligrams total content. That's not pure just silicon content, because there are cofactors involved from the plant kingdom that come in with it. And you do 3 tablets of the Alta Silica 4 times daily for a month at least. Sometimes it can be as little as 2 weeks if it's a very mild issue. And the connective tissue will thank you. And in my mom's case, again, just to bring that story back out since you referenced it, Christine, she was starting to show signs of osteoporosis. She was having an ache in her cervical vertebrae in the neck, and it showed some weakening of the bones, some porosity developing. And I said, Mom, are you taking the Alta Silica? She said, yes, I'm taking it. I said, how much are you taking? I'm taking one a day, one tablet a day. I said, Mom, I know you don't like to take a bunch of things, but in this case, if you want to keep dancing without breaking anything, you got to do this. And so I put her on the 3 tablets 4 times a day. Or she put herself on it when I told her this is what to do. And a month later, she was able to cut back. Maybe, I don't know if it was to 8 a day or 6 a day, but she cut back. But she went back and got tested again, and it had completely reversed. Now, you ask, is it in addition to other things? Well, certainly. It's not that one mineral answers everything. But one mineral more than any other mineral answers the connective tissue issue. when you're dealing with skeletal issues, when you're dealing with neurological issues, when you're dealing with vascular issues, you cannot overlook the importance of silicon, or dietary silica in this case. And some people will take like a whole food, you know, form of minerals that include a whole food form of calcium. And there are forms out there that are very good, living forms, if you will. And yet those things are not enough without the silica. The silica puts you over the top when it comes to recovery of all connective tissue in the body. And I see it time and time again. Not just skeletal issues like osteoporosis and osteopenia, but that's the big one for a lot of ladies. And you men, too, it can impact later in life. But there's no reason you can't be out at 82 dancing like my mom is if you cleaned up what goes into you. Now, I have to say, can you berate your mom, Super Don? Is that allowed? You can't do that, can you?
I wouldn't recommend
berate. No. Well, I do from time to time, but with love. Because she went out dancing the other night, and, you know, she's like, I was going to take the kids some, we were going to go out shooting, right, that night, and we had a great, great time that evening outdoors doing some stuff with the kids. But she went dancing, and she went out early, and she ate some of the food that was available at that dancing place. And it just wasn't ideal. Let me just say that. It was not ideal. And she came back. I could tell your GI system's a little upset, Mom. What'd you eat? Yeah, I know. I just shouldn't have done it, but it was better last time. Like, Mom. All right. But she goes in conscious. She knows, and she, you know, she'll get through it. It's an acute response, and she'll be over it. And she went out back dancing the next night. But the idea is always to give the body what it needs. Don't give it what it doesn't need, and the body will thank you by staying young and supple and vital and get you through all the excitement that you want at any and every age so you can maintain the activity levels you need. So there you go, Christine. It's the silica, the Alta silica. 3 tablets, 4 times a day, loading phase for the first month, and then reassess. And that's a difference maker. Magnesium is also a big one. We know magnesium plays a role there, but silica is the number one. So do you think I covered that thoroughly enough for her and her mom?
Most definitely, yes.
Okay. So let me transition to the lung issue. A friend, another 82-year-old, I met in Atlanta this last week, was dealing with some pulmonary issues, pulmonary fibrosis. And I said to him, you know, because my mom wanted me to connect with him months ago, and we just crossed paths, couldn't do it, and finally I was in town. And I said, you know what, first thing you got to do, get me a list of the drugs you're on, but initially, here, do you have a nebulizer? And he said, yeah, I do. And he ran home, but he walked or drove home, whatever. But he brought the nebulizer in. We broke it out. I just happened to have a bottle of Argentin 23, a small bottle. And we opened the nebulizer. It was a little Omron portable. I poured about a teaspoon in, maybe a little less, into the nebulizer cup. And it started vaporizing for safe inhalation. I said, all right, let's do it. He started breathing it in. You know, a couple hours later, I think this was the night we were broadcasting there. And incredible. He was just ecstatic. He's like, I'm breathing better than I have in months. I've been so weak because I can't, you know, deep breathe. And I'm just doing great. I said, well, you just keep at it. Keep at it. And I went back the next day, and I went back the next day just to check on him. And I brought him some more silver hydrosol. By the way, you can do this with sovereign silver. And he continued to get better and better. And all of the medicines his doctor team has put him on, absolutely, not only will it not work, it's counterproductive. You wouldn't believe the things they had this guy on. And I'm going to talk about that some more. I'm just not sure I want to talk about it this second yet.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm weighing out my schedule. Because, you know, I want to remind folks that there is a very important chapter that was added to Unlock the Power to Heal, the expanded edition. Because number one on the list always is, tell me about how to heal the gut. Tell me about how to overcome candida. Tell me about colitis, Crohn's, irritable bowel, leaky gut. And, of course, we point to the Silver Aloe Protocol. But number two on the list was, how do I heal lung issues? Cough, asthma, bronchitis, pneumonia, now pulmonary fibrosis. And number one on my list of quick response is to nebulize the silver hydrosol. And I witnessed this again. Now, in the book, I referenced Joe Darlock, if you remember him, longtime listener years ago. I never heard from him in years. I pray that he's okay. But he had suffered a full year with pulmonary issues, pneumonia. And the VA system threw every antibiotic at him, including experimental ones that cost $1,000 a pill. He was covered. And then he heard me talking about the silver hydrosol on the air. This is many years ago now, a long time, maybe even before Superdon. I don't know. It goes way back. And he heard about it, and he took a bottle of the Sovereign Silver, put it in a nebulizer, and nebulized, I don't know how many times over a 24-hour period, and completely reversed his pneumonia that a year prior, no drug had been able to touch. And so people hear that and go, that's too good to be true. No, it's not. If you deliver the active state of silver appropriately into the area in need, it will eradicate an infection. There's no doubt about it. It'll do it at microgram dosages compared to gram dosages of drugs that aren't even touching it. And even better, in the case of pulmonary fibrosis, it downregulates tissue inflammation. It upregulates regeneration of healthy new tissue. So it can be a starting point on the way to recover lung integrity. Now, I'm going to add one herb in here real quick, and you can go to the rest of the chapter. There's a lot of homeopathic remedies I list in that chapter in Unlock the Power to Heal. And the lobelia tincture, that's the next phase for my friend. He's going to take lobelia tincture. He's going to take a dropper full of lobelia tincture, drop it into a large glass of clean water, hopefully echo water, but clean water, and sip on it every morning. Every morning, drink a glass of water with a lobelia tincture put in it. It's not a lot, just sipping on it. And we're going to see inevitably what happens when you do that. And that is a complete regeneration of lung tissue. Recovery, reversal from things that the doctors haven't a clue about, except to drug you and manage you and eventually make you lose your memory. We'll explain that next hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, because I will follow up on some of the drugs that they put him on and what it's doing to him and his memory. We're going to bring him back. All right, folks, we got one more segment this hour. Mysterious ailments from space. Astronauts.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you are one of the informed select group of people who are aware of the benefits of marine phytoplankton, then stay tuned. If you don't know about marine phytoplankton, then what you're about to hear will literally change your life forever. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, and I'm here to tell you that after 40 years of intensive research at the University of Cadiz in the south of Spain, we've discovered two strains of marine phytoplankton that are the perfect match for the human nutritional profile. When you consume this amazing superfood, it floods every vital organ in your body with a symphony of nutrition at the cellular level. We call this powerhouse product Oceans Alive, and as of today, right now, you have access to it. We are so fortunate and delighted to be able to offer this product to the world. To see the benefits of all our activation products and order Oceans Alive, go to oceansalive.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's oceansalive.com, 1-866-271-7595.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta-1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved
loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
When I was a kid, I was definitely into science fiction and fantasy kind of stuff, and I remember reading books about UFOs and space travel. Of course, Star Wars, you know, the magical film that came out when we were kids, Super Don, and just, it, you know, captured the imagination. Now, I'm like the science fiction space travel killjoy. Because I know too much about the reality of space travel, some from astronauts themselves, and studying this to say, you know what? If you're wanting to plan a long distance space trip to another planet or another galaxy, you know, buy your ticket and take a lot of drugs because it ain't happening. There's something called cosmic radiation that you don't have the shielding for. We don't have the shielding for. You're done. You're toast. You can't take enough selenium to counteract the cosmic radiation that's going to be hammering you out there in space, particularly deep space once you're outside of the protective zone of the planet we call home, Earth. Now there's another problem that we're encountering. And I laugh, I chuckle, but it's not funny. It's really kind of bad. But do it till you have to wear glasses is basically the headline here. Do what? Hang out in outer space. Hang out on the space station. A mysterious syndrome impairing astronauts' sight has come to light. No pun intended.
You're a poet and you didn't know it.
Yes. In 2005, astronaut John Phillips took a break from his work on the ISS, the International Space Station, looked out the window to see Earth, and he was about halfway through his mission, begun in April, would end in October, and he gazed down. The Earth was blurry. He couldn't focus. His vision had always been 20/20. What the heck is going on? And I don't know if they tell these astronauts about this risk because they go up 20/20 because they have to have 20/20 to be approved for the most part. 2100 now in 6 months. And they say that this affects 80%. 80% of the astronauts. Did you see that number? I saw that number somewhere in there. 80%.
I've never heard of that before, and that's, you know, I mean, if you're going to go out in space, I mean, sure, it's great that you got to be an astronaut. Every little kid's dream, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if you know that you go up and you come back and your eyesight's going to be 20/100,
yeah,
that basically, I mean, not only do you have permanent damage to your eyes, but now you can't be an astronaut anymore, technically, right?
Yeah, and some of them are going, oh, this is idiopathic, because they don't know what causes it. They're saying, you know, could it be that fluid builds up in the back of the eye because there's no gravity and it just kind of changes the shape of the eye? You know, with all these eye diseases, they're going to have to go up with some cannabis and smoke weed on the International Space Station just to keep their eyes
going. Stoners in space!
Now, yeah, now you're talking. Now you don't care so much about the cosmic radiation.
It's cosmic, man.
Totally, dude, totally.
Yeah.
It, you know, it really is wild, though. I mean, think about that. How much money are we spending on, you know, space travel, for instance? You know, or the black, whether it's black box, what do they call those, black ops? I mean, where they just kind of do all kinds of, they just make stuff up and they say, hey, we need more money. And they know that it's not possible to do that. Unless, you know, the sci-fi nuts have reality and say there are space portals.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So you're saying that you think that they're asking for money,
mm-hmm,
but they're actually diverting that money somewhere else because there's no way that they can really be doing what they say they're going to be spending the money on.
Yeah, again, they know it. So what is the money for? I'm just saying, if you don't think there's black ops, black budget items with NASA, you're fried. And I don't know that everybody in NASA even knows it. I'm just saying that if you know this is not possible for the human body to withstand space travel, then what is all that money going for? Right? That's the question. I don't have the answer. But if we travel right now to Tatooine, maybe we can figure it out. They're kind of bummed. They're drinking in their they're crying in their beer and pretzels on Tatooine right now. Why are they crying in Tatooine? Well, they're not the only what do they call it? A binary system where they have two stars that they're, you know, orbiting around.
See, that was the big thing about Tatooine was they had the two suns, and I think it was what, like a month ago maybe. Mm-hmm. When we were talking about how NASA said that they'd actually discovered one like that, yeah.
Yeah, except now they found a planet that orbits three suns. Count them. Oh. One, two, three.
Two suns. That's so yesterday.
That's so yesterday, right? If you don't have three suns, you're not cool. You want to talk about a serious sunburn, man, I'm telling you. But plenty of vitamin D or whatever they call it on that planet. I don't even know what they're naming it, but it's Tatooine plus one. All right, folks, we got a whole hour of broadcast healing coming up. RobertScottBell.com. Get on the phones if you want to be part of it. 866-939-2355. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.